Heavy into it. That's gonna be your motto, get into it.
Structured my life around making fascinating images, or like being an artist, so naturally I was doing a lot.
Could you ever say, I'm just structured my life around making images?
Yeah, I just said that.
No, you said fascinating images.
Oh yeah, that's the same thing, I guess. I mean, I'd like to make them fascinating.
Well, images are fascinating.
Yeah.
But there's so many possibilities for fascinating images, like how do you come to this decision? Because these are all pretty similar, so how do you like, so you've defined fascinating by these, this characteristic, or what?
Well, I mean, I'm only one person, so I feel like they'll always kind of be similar. But I just use, I guess I could use fascinating because I don't want to say I want to make fascinating pictures of eggs or something. Just like I want my subjects to be general. I don't really want to like hone down.
Isn't fascinating bestowed by a viewer, not by a character? It's obviously you'd be interested in it, otherwise you wouldn't be doing it, but to quantify what you're doing as fascinating seems a little bit interesting.
I just said I want to make fascinating images. Not necessarily to say I do.
Okay, so can we ask you questions about the images?
Of course.
Yeah,
okay. All right, well, can you give me like a straight answer? Like, what is, why is that fascinating? You guys are,
I don't know, do you think it's fascinating?
I know.
Oh, I don't really know.
Not use the word fascinating.
Yeah. So why is he holding a gun?
He's shooting something.
Yeah.
What drives your subject matter? Like, some of it looks like it's real life, and some of it looks like it's coming out of your head. Like, where are you getting? What's the source for these images?
Mostly draw from life, but also from my head, so probably everywhere. I don't usually draw from like photographing. or like directly reference the 2D image. If I do, I probably saw it and then I think about it later in my head.
But this is, I mean, but that's a confusing answer because like you also make photographs. Like there's the sandwich photographs and there's the videos and everything. So.
Well, I guess painting, painting, drawing, photograph, it's all like the image to me. It doesn't really make a difference in the media. And if it's easier for me to make like a highly detailed image using photograph, then I guess it's easier to do it that way.
You've made this since, go ahead.
What's your idea of like the artist as like an identity and as like a character?
Mm. Well, I feel like everyone's sort of a character. Whether you're an artist or you're not an artist. And everyone has an identity.
Right.
Everyone is very different and has really unique things they make them themselves.
What do you mean you talk a lot of shit about your work?
I mean, I'm not going to talk shit about my work. So, I mean, I say like, I hate this, or like, this isn't how I wanted to turn out. And I just feel like it shuts off the conversation. And I feel like you're being a little bit dismissive of things that we could be talking about, or just like kind of like creating these walls. So it's harder to have a conversation and just kind of like, I want to do this, and
well, you're not even making a kind of statement with that either.
Yeah, and it's like, I want my work to be fascinating. Well, I want to be rich and famous. So, like, what are you doing? You know, like, tell us what you're, I don't know. I don't know what to talk about.
No one knows that actually cares to talk.
Yeah, it's just, you. It's just kind of like,
but it's
I feel like you're just, it's kind of like,
I think you're just
if you're not going to share anything, then why should we be interested? What I'm seeing, it's kind of like, well, if you're going to be so dismissive, then I don't really give a shit.
But I don't know if he's being dismissive.
Maybe we should spend more time looking at your work.
Maybe we haven't hit upon a topic that is related yet. So I'm thinking, because we're like, he's presented all of these things, like, we're here to talk about it, and there is a value in hearing what someone has to say before you have told them what you're doing. You know, it's like, this is an opportunity to have an audience that may not know everything about you to really see, like, to get feedback on what it is you're doing, how it is being received. Yeah, so in that sense, like, I can understand what everyone's saying about feeling like dismissed, but then there's also this opportunity for Jeffrey to hear what people think about what he's doing, like their response without him having to tell them what it's about, kind of. Since we're here, might as well just talk about it.
Can you talk about, like, I don't, like these characters up here, and these sort of cartoonish, kind of surreal looking, all these different characters. I'm wondering, like, where they're coming from, what they're doing, like, if they have some sort of history besides their, like, single appearances, if these are characters we're going to be looking for throughout your work, or if they're, I mean, like the starfish thing, we see a bunch, are they all the same? Is it different? Like, is there some sort of narrative that we're supposed to be getting involved in when we go to a Jeffrey Hart show, or are we going to see the same figures?
I think probably like if you were talking about a show, usually if I had a show, it might be like maybe one thing.
One thing.
The drawing to me is sort of like a diary, you know. I don't really write for that. So I just pretty much draw.
So what are the themes like going on here? Like if you could identify one or two themes?
Lately, like the stars, we were pretty good at identifying that. I've been working with lots of pointy forms lately.
I'm a big fan of this painting here. This one. Mm-hmm. I like that one because it's got character and it has a suggestion of some kind of little guy in there, but it's a lot more open than the rest of them. And like formally, you know, it's not on like a little tiny piece of paper tacked to a wall, which is like good for me. Because I feel like what you're trying to do is like not explain to us what you're doing and then have us respond. You prefer like more of a like, you know, we come in and tell you what we're responding to, right?
Sure.
That's what you prefer?
So you like that one because it seems more complete. Like
well, it seems more complete and it's not, like a lot of these are obvious to me. Like the little character in the middle of the page, it's like,
You're like,
yeah, it's like Jeffrey thinks they're fantastic, but or whatever, fascinating, but like, I mean, I don't know.
I understand that.
You want
well,
that.
If you didn't think
yeah,
that,
I want.
Okay.
Tonight,
just.
How
recent
are
these books?
That was like December to January. Okay. This is all after that.
Can I just ask you though, does Scudder make different work than Hart?
Yeah, I think so.
And
where's Hart? Are they signed also?
No, I don't usually sign them, only sometimes.
Is everything that's not Scudder Hart?
Excuse me?
These are Scudder. If it's not Scudder, then is it Hart? Just trying to make sense of that question. You said they're
no,
two different
so.
People, right?
Yeah, no, I don't think so.
You don't think that, what?
I don't think that everything that's not Scudder is Hart.
You just didn't write Scudder on it.
Yeah, or Hart, so I guess I haven't decided.
Okay.
I don't know.
But they do make different work.
You think
do
so?
They?
I mean, I'm one person, but I mean, you can sign a drawing any way you want, so.
But
sometimes
like,
I feel like it's characterized more by, like, another, sort of like another thing.
So these look like obviously, children's drawings. In doing these sort of children's drawings, or if you say that, is there anything you've learned from developing these pictures like children that can help to improve your work in some other way down the line? Like, are you getting something from it, or is like?
Yeah, I think I'm getting better over time. I think my sort of like the output of images that I like. Like it increases slowly, yeah. Whereas like maybe 2 years ago, maybe like one out of every 10 drawings I would really liked. Now maybe it's like three.
So is your like barometer or like whatever, like what you like your system of working is like I like this one, so I'm gonna put it on the wall. I don't like this one, so I'm gonna throw it away. Or is there like a overarching thing that you're trying to get at with the images?
Yeah, like that's what I mean. Like. Well, when I'm asking you what have you got from it, I don't mean like you like more than you did before. Like, what exactly have you got from using the materials? Like, obviously materials work different with other materials. So, in making your composition, what are the things you've learned from working like a child that can improve you in some other way?
I don't think I'm working like a child.
Okay.
But I do think that by using different materials, you know, eventually I sort of learn about them. Learn about creating like different ways of making drawings. Yeah.
Which ones do you like right now? We can see the most.
Which ones do I like the most?
Yeah.
I definitely like that one a lot, the one that Harris is pointing to. I really care for this one. It's hard to tell because there's not really a lot of time since I made them all. Usually, I think over time, things will slowly like come up or like fall down, depending on if I like
them. What do you do with the ones that aren't on your walls? Because I assume you have a lot.
They're
of
all
them.
On the floor.
Yeah.
There's probably like for every drawing on the wall, there's probably like four or five on the floor.
So, like, what do you think about, like, what are these in their finished state? These are sketches now, or these are works?
They're just like drawings.
Like, as a series, or like, could you see one of these, like, by itself? Do you think they depend on each other? Like, especially like something like those at the top? Like,
I think it depends if they depend on each other. Yeah, those on the top might depend on each other. But whereas, like, you know, another one could be.
So your process is like you're in mass production mode all the time, and then you take a step back and go through what you've done after you're done producing and pick out the things that you like, or are you doing them simultaneously?
I think simultaneously. I don't really have like a schedule. I get bored really fast, so I always switch around really fast.
Okay. And you, is it like organized? Like, are the more playful drawings going to be in the same notebook with like the portraits from life?
Usually it's pretty organized, but it depends too. Because sometimes I try to do something, you know, like a strict category, and then I get bored, so I switch to something else real fast.
And so you only want, like, you only want your viewers to see the ones that you select out of the many, many, many drawings. So there's like, if we went through all of your drawings and paintings, we'd probably each find one that we liked. But you only want us to see the ones that.
But what you mean, like, if I was having a show, like, what would I put up?
Like, would you show the sketchbooks and the drawings that you don't select as your favorites?
No, probably not.
You wouldn't.
But I don't always select favorites by myself. Usually I have a couple people help me out. Whoever's
around.
And if I was having a show, I'd probably only put up, like, you know, much less, probably.
Do you think that you're interested in, like, consensus? Like if you got, like, five people in the room and they all voted on the best ones, would that be something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, probably. Seems like that'd be, like,
a
way to help advance painting or image making to the next level.
I think that it could be a way, but I think that that's what it is. It's consensus, you know.
So do you like being controlled by other people?
Whoa. That's the same thing. That's not what I was saying.
I think I like being submissive just as much as the next person, but I also like being dominated too.
Isn't a lot of this about theory for you? Like, do you work through images at the same time you're working through why you're making them and how and to what end?
Can you say it again?
Is this about theory?
Theory for you? I think it's more like about a diary.
Diaristic.
Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any like general theory. You know? There's no real reason why I draw like this. I think it's just like the only way I can. I've tried to draw like lots of other ways. Realistic and stuff. It's still difficult for me.
To me, I mean, it's like a process of emptying out, you know. It's as if you're like loaded up and you're emptying out by drawing all these drawings.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
And it seems that you're not as invested in analysis and quality control as most other artists are. So I guess I'm more interested in seeing them all rather than your selections myself. You know, I'm interested in the idea of some, whatever you want to call it, emptying of yourself and your all that other stuff, subconscious and your inclinations and your, you know, talent, lack thereof, adolescence, you know, sophistication, you know, it's like you're letting it rip, you know, it'd be interesting to see how long you could go on. And I don't think that discretion and selection is a great idea for your project. It's just my view. I'd rather see, quote, the bad ones mm-hmm. along with the good ones, however one might characterize those.
You want to see everything?
Yeah,
how would you deal with seeing everything? Like, I can barely handle seeing just the selected ones.
Yeah, but at least you would have an idea of where they're coming from, because right now you really don't have an idea.
I don't know if you would. I think
they'd
just be a more
good
of
and bad. Good and bad isn't a defined thing, and Jeffrey's giving us no clue on what good
criteria
and bad is to him.
Right.
So at least you would have an idea of what is actually going on.
Would they be separated? Like, you put up the good ones on the good ones on the wall, and then you put the bad ones like in their raw form on a table.
That would
or
be the same as
they,
this, though.
Yeah. But could we go through them? I don't know.
I think in the end, it's not really my decision.
So what decisions are you making? Would you say?
I guess just like
it's
what
like
Mark
true,
I put
down. Warhol, you're like, you love Warhol, right?
Just like depends what Mark what Mark I put down. Yeah. Okay. That's the only decisions I'm making. Like what idea I want to make. Like if I want to draw a ghost today, I'll draw a ghost. Like,
so we have to like trust that you're
that
coming at us from a place
it's
of
been
like,
past the
oh, okay,
project.
That's fine.
Yeah.
What?
Nobody wants to suck something.
Place of what?
Like self-realization, I guess, is all I can. I mean, because there's no. Like, we have to trust you that you're not, like, making all this up, which you are, I guess, but.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. We're all making it all up.
Yeah, but.
But
I don't know, it feels to me like that I'm to be trusted that all of these drawings and paintings are coming from a place of sincerity.
Yeah.
And I am not buying it personally, and I would need to be more convinced of that.
Well, I think that's an interesting thing, but why does it have to come from a place of sincerity?
This is what I read. It seems to be like these are very emotive, gestural.
See, I think they're coming from a place of like a persona that he's
built. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, but it would appear that they're very sincere. And I get an image level, like you would associate the styling with like very, you know, naivete, like sincere craftsmanship or whatever, but like it just doesn't sit.
Raw? Is that better than sincere? I don't know, sincere. Like,
I think sincerity on a surface level is a good idea.
Sincerity on the surface level?
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
That sounds like a contradiction, but. Can you stop drawing?
I mean, like, forever? If I didn't have the ability to draw, I would just make images in outdoor.
Well, can you stop making stuff?
No, probably not. I mean, someone could try to stop me, but not that strong. So I don't think I'll stop.
Because then I think, I think it's on to something, you know, that it's about.
There's something more.
Self-acceptance.
Well, fabricated self, though, so it's different. It's a little different.
Well, that's
it. Doesn't seem like
I don't feel that
really?
Way. I mean,
it does to me. Well, masturbatory with the idea that somebody's going to be looking at you while you're doing it.
But aren't you? You're responding to the person.
Yeah, but
and possibly projecting it onto the work, is that possible? That some of us are engaged in that? I'm not saying that's what it is. But is that possible? That's what's going on here?
Yeah, but I think that's probably because, like,
it seems
he's
like
holding
the
really tight hands
work,
hand with
like,
his work right now. He's,
yeah.
Like, he's really hand in hand with it right now.
It's
like on purpose.
It's like what's projected is very closely related to what's presented. Like what.
And what is that?
It's like youthful, kind of circusy, kind of, you know, really colorful, really wacky, a little dark somehow in there.
Right.
That's and not very. I don't know.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's some distance, but like you can tell. I mean, I feel like I can tell that, or I would think that Jeffrey's making this work being fully conscious of what he's doing and not and deciding to do it anyway.
Why wouldn't he do it though?
Well, yeah, I don't know.
But why
because
not?
It's
just
because it's a little aggravating.
What do you mean, this work?
Yeah, it's like some of it is aggravating because it's like
because it refuses to do something that you think is important. And that's what I'm hearing in the room. Right? There's a refusal to entertain certain things that it seems to me that several people feel this necessary part of what we're supposed to be doing. Is that fair? And what are those things? That might be worth discussing.
Well, it's like everybody has a sketchbook. Like, I could cut pages out of mine and have, like, everybody keeps a diary. Everybody, or maybe they do, a lot of people do. And so, like, the fact that a lot of this work doesn't seem to jump beyond being, like, a personal sketch that you do for yourself, it's, like, kind of...
You mean it's not substantial enough?
Well, it is in quantity. That's one of the things that I agree with you, like, we would like to see them all, because in quantity and in persistence, I think it is substantial enough. But I think that's where the problem comes in, because it's like you have all these things that are the same size, they're like pretty much the same investigation on each drawing, besides like some of the paintings. Right. And that's one of the things that people are like wrestling with a little bit. And also, of course, Jeffrey. But
well, I guess, like, you know, part of what you're talking about, the condition of our viewing, is like you're looking at Jeffrey's work in his studio.
Yeah.
As between me, we know Jeffrey.
Yeah.
You know, and it's always that gray area, studio, inside, outside, knowing, not knowing.
Yeah.
So you can't really separate.
Yeah.
I think that what Glenn said also is sort of sometimes good, always in that condition to try to separate, you know? Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I feel that. Like, I know what you're saying, and I agree with you.
Huh?
Like, it does really give that impression, like, this sort of, like, diary thing, like, well, everyone does this sort of thing and has, like, this kind of personal work of their own, but I think there is a difference when someone, there's, like, a difference in intensity and devotion, you know, because there are, like, there could be someone working, like, pretty frequently to themselves doing things, but they don't show it with this, like, intensity. Or like expose it.
Yeah, but there's a flip side of that though, because diaries are something that is like personal. So as soon as you open that up to the public eye, there's like a constraint right there, like your persona and how you're presenting yourself. You know, that's like that puts a spin on things.
I feel like I'm being tricked. Like this is some sort of performance that you're doing, in some way, like in terms of. I mean, I think. Like, I don't know you at all. I mean, I know who you are, like, you standing in front of me, but, like, I don't know what your reasoning is for dressing the way that you do, for talking the way that you do, for making the work that you do, but I feel like it's all tied in together and that somehow, like, maybe we're getting, people are getting a little bit frustrated or, like, irritated.
But isn't that okay for him to be moving?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it's not okay. I think, like, it's working, like, somehow, whatever it is.
So you're saying it's working.
Somehow, whatever it is, and I'm not sure what it is, or like what it is working.
I think your persona is both is stronger than the work, and I think
what?
Well, I guess I feel like if you have to have like, I don't know if it's like. Like I guess. I feel like you might be a stronger performance artist because you like you're using the work as a crutch to be able to display yourself like this.
But that's not what he wants to do.
I can see it all as being one.
That's how you guys are his friends though. This is see it's noticed like the two people who are like his good friends are like.
But I don't know. It's like like I know I'm too creative.
Well, you make work for like two people, right?
Are we still watching the clock?
No.
Yeah,
we're
just,
I made the buzzer.
Are we way over?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told you.
Jeffrey, you want us on here?
When you said it, was when it ended?
No.
Okay.
That was like over.
It's been for a while. I made the air sound. Nobody's listening to me anymore.
I didn't hear that sound this time.